Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're doing activity 2, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write your name and you write my name. Just kidding. I'll write my name. You write your name. Write neatly. Make me happy. And then go ahead and put down your pencil because you know we're going to color first. All right, so if you look at your picture, I want you to look for this object. Are you ready? Box. Box. Yep, box. It's not your normal box. It's not like a packing box or a shoe box. It's a tackle box. It's what you keep all your fishing supplies in. Do you see? There's one in the boat. And then there's one, you see them? You see that one in the boat? It has a lid and a handle? Okay, there we go. All right, so we're gonna color the one in the boat. See the one in the boat? Okay, we're gonna color that one red. Color that tackle box red. So I sounded out box for you. I want you to sound it out for me. Good, first sound b, middle sound ah, last sound x. I love the letter X. All right, put down your red crayon. Do you see the two tackle boxes on land? There's one next to the girl, and then there's one that the boy is holding. All right, let's color both of those orange. Both of them orange. Box. What word would we have if we took away the b in box and changed it to f? Fox. That's in the ox word family. There are not a lot of words in that family, but there are some nonsense words. For example, if I took away the f in fox and changed it to, what would I have? Mox. No such word, but it's fun to say. All right, put down your orange crayon. Let's make an addition sentence. Let's do a little bit of adding. How many orange boxes are there? 2. How many red? 1. How would we write that? How would we say that as an addition sentence? 2 + 1 = what? 1, 2, 3. 2 + 1 = 3. All right, now I want you to look for this in your picture. Ready? Frog. Frog. Yep, frog. All right, ready? There are 2 frogs. I see them right off the bat. There's an itty-bitty one, and then there's a bigger one. Let's color both of them. What color? I mean, come on. Yep, color both of them green. So frog begins with an R blend. We say fr, and then we get to our vowel sound, our ah, ah. It's an R blend because we're putting an R after the F, frog. Well, the color we're using is also an R blend. Green, green, G-R and F-R, they are both R blends. They both begin. Frog and green both begin with R blends. Okay, do you see that both of those frogs are sitting on a lily pad? They're sitting on a lily pad. It's that round little thing. Color it green as well. Lily pad is green. The frog sat on the lily pad, and the lily pad was floating on the pond, and the frog didn't fall in, and frogs creep me out. All right, put down your green crayon. I want you to look for this. Ready? Fish. Fish. Yep, fish, boys and girls. Ready? There is a fish staring up at the little girl. I think they're friends. I think anyone in this picture that's fishing is just going to throw their fish back and they're not going to take them home or do anything wrong, right? Okay, I want you to look at the cute little fish looking up at the girl. We're going to color part of that fish purple and part of that fish Blue. All right. A purple and blue fish. Any way you want to color it. See, he's got a tail sticking out and a head sticking out. Okay. You decide. Some part purple, some part blue. Okay. You make it how you want it. I'm going to do a purple head and tail. Then I'm going to do a blue body with blue fins. Fins? Gills? I don't know. Okay, fish. Fish ends with something special. Ish. You might have heard of them. It's called a digraph. It's when an SH get together and they say shh. All right, hang on to your purple and your blue crayon. Over on the side of the boat, on the side where the red tackle box is, the right-hand side of the boat, where the red tackle box is another fish jumping out of the water. Make that one blue and purple also. However you want to do it. This time I'm going to make a blue face and a blue tail. All right. And then I'm going to make the rest of him purple. Make the rest of him purple. All right, so fish. What would we have if we took the F in fish and changed it to D, D? Yes, we would have dish. The word family is ish. It's not ox, it's ish. So F, ish, D, ish. What about W, ish, wish? All right, hang on to your blue and purple crayon. You know it. There's another little fish on the other side of the boat where the itty bitty frog is. Yeah, we'll see the itty bitty frog. Okay, we're going to color that itty bitty fish blue and purple too. However you want to do it, it's your fish. Just do it neatly. It's an itty bitty fish, so you got to color carefully. Carefully. All right, let's do an addition problem. For the frogs and the fish, how many fish are there? 1, 2, 3. How many frogs are there? 1, 2. So how many is 3 and 2? 3 plus 2. Let's count them all, the fish and the frogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 3 plus 2 equals 5. That's an addition sentence for us. All right, put down all your crayons. Ready? Look for this in your picture. At. At. Hat. All right, see the girl wearing the hat? She's on the shore. Let's color her hat pink. Color her hat pink. Hat. Hat does not belong in the ish word family, and it does not belong in the ox word family. It belongs in the at word family. So, at. What about cat? Yep, cat. I wonder if any of those fish are catfish. Just thought about that. All right, put down your pink crayon. Do you see the boy in his hat? Let's color his hat brown. So if we have the at word family and we have cat and at, what about b-at? Bat. Yes. What if we had n-at? Net. What if we had pat? Pat. All right, put down your brown crayon. Remember how we talked about cat? Well, there are some plants in our picture that have, they're called cattails. They're called cattails. Now, if you look at our picture, they're the plants, they're in the water, and they've got some leaves, and they kind of sort of maybe a little bit look like hot dogs. Do you see what I'm talking about? Well, those are called cattails. Let's color the leaves green, and let's count the leaves while we color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 green leaves. Now let's color the stems. Probably be the same amount, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, now put down your green crayon. Now we're going to color the cattails, the part at the top that kind of looks like a hot dog. It's called the cattail. Color those brown because they are brown. And let's color those and count them. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six. Did you already know they were called cattails? Because they are, and I'm here to tell you that they are. Now hang on to that brown crayon for me. I'm looking for something in our picture that we can color brown that begins with B, B. Yep. You might be looking at the boots that the girl and the boy are wearing, or you might be looking at the boat. Let's start with their boots. The girl and the boy on the shore or on the grass are wearing boots. Color both of their boots brown. So one, two. These two boots on this girl plus these two boots on this boy. All right, one, two, and two more make four. One, two, three, four. Now, the other object that begins with B, B is the boat. Let's color the boat brown. Hey, brown begins with B too. I love when that happens. I love when that happens. We're gonna color our boat. Now, boat is not in the ox family, and it's not in the ish family either. Boat is in the oat word family. So what if we had oat, coat? I left my coat in the boat. What about full, full oat? Float, I hope it will float. I left my coat in the boat and I hope it will float. When you have word families, boys and girls, it rhyme. The word families rhyme. The words in the word families rhyme, and it just makes me so happy because I get color. Okay, so we have a brown boat. Take three more seconds. Three, two, and one. All right, ready? How about we color the girl's hair, the girl that's in the boat, let's keep with the b. Let's color her hair, but not brown. What's another color that we could color her hair? No, we're not going to color her hair blue. No. Yes, black. Let's color her hair black. If I take away the bull in black, I have ack. And that is part of the ack family. And we could change bull to sh, ack. Shack. They can take their fish to the shack, but they're not going to. They're going to let their fish stay in the water and live. They're going to let their fishies live. All right, put down your black crayons. Last part. Ready? Last part. I see some fishing rods. Let's color the one in the boat orange. Color the fishing rod in the boat orange. So the pole that's sticking out, the fishing pole, and then that thing that's hanging off of it, little bobber thing, it's a circle. Color that orange too. All right, now put your orange crayon down, and then I want you to color the other two fishing poles, the ones on the shore, the ones on land, red. So the fishing pole, color it red. It's okay if you get out of lines a little bit because I know they're skinny, mini, itty bitty, and it's hard to stay in the lines like that. Okay, so we have one orange fishing pole, and then we have two red fishing poles. So our sentence would be, our number sentence would be 1 + 2 = 1, 2, 3. 1 + 2 = 3. All right, put down all your crayons and find your pencil. We are going to do a little bit of work at the bottom. Scoot down to where you see the fish, and there's some letters next to it. That's the ish word family, I-S-H, ish. Put the first sound that is missing in fish. We need to write it on the line. F, put an F there. Okay, scoot across. This is in the same ish word family. It's a dog, not bowl. Bowl doesn't belong. Dish. D, d. We need to write the letter d, d. D. Good. Write the letter D. All right. Scoot over. She is going to make a w, w, wish. We need to write the word wish. So what's the first sound? W, w, W. And then we're going to have the same word family as in fish and dish. So we need I, S-H, wish. W-I-S-H, wish. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I see a vest, a fishing vest, and then let's read it. Will you point to the words while I read it? It says where. Question word. It's going to be a question sentence. I already know. Where is your new vest? So when I read a question sentence, I have to use my question voice. Listen to it again. Where is your new vest? Will you read it with me and use your question voice? Ready? Begin. Where is your new vest? See that big circle after the word vest, after the letter T? Trace that big circle, but inside of it, I want you to put the question mark. I start with a backward letter C, straight line down, and a period. That's how I make my question mark. Put it inside that circle. We had a question. It was a question sentence, an asking sentence, so we need to end our sentence with a question mark. Okay, go back to the beginning of the sentence where it says where. See those two little lines under the W? Trace them for me. Trace them. That is a reminder that we need to start our sentence with what kind of a letter? Yes, a capital W. So let's copy this sentence. Go right underneath the letter W onto the line, but make it a capital W. Touch the ceiling. Go all the way up to the line. H E R E. Where? Finger space is I. Yes, you just get to look right up above to copy it. Finger space, your. Y-O-U-R. Finger space, what's the next word? Where is your new, N-E-W? Finger space, what's the last word? The picture clue helps us. Vest, V-E-S. And then what do we put at the end of our asking sentence? Yes, question mark. Question mark. Where is your new vest? Okay, scoot down. We're going to do a little bit of math. It says 2 plus 6 equals. Boys and girls, we're going to practice using the number line. It's underneath. See that big line with all the numbers on it? Do you see how the 2 has a circle around it? Trace that circle. That's because the first number, the first addend in our problem is 2. And the next number, the next addend is 6. So we're going to start on 2 and we're going to hop 6 times. So trace the hops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What did we land on? What number is that? 8. Box up the number 8. Put a box around it. And then come back over to where it says 2 plus 6 and write an 8 equals 8. We use the number line. We could also use our fingers to count. Let's count these fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So write a 7 on the line next to the fingers. And then come over here. We're going to write a number sentence to match those fingers. So how many fingers are held up on the first hand? 1, 2, 3. Write a 3. That's our first addend. How many are on the next hand? 1, 2, 3, 4. Write a 4. So it should say 3 plus 4 equals, what does it equal? 7. That's our number sentence for those fingers. 3 plus 4 equals 7. Boys and girls, you did it. You're amazing. Thank you for hanging out with me today. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.